Ahem, y'all. It's your boy, the one and only Young Yeti, back with number 86 of the Movie Reviewed Podcast. This is live. I'm walking around my house right now. I'm going to do a little quick of my washing of my hands because I just ate. But last night, hold on, my bad. You know, I do this, no edits, no nothing. Welcome to number 88, episode 89. If you're keeping up with it, y'all, real one. Always got to do my shout-out. Shout-out to my boy Thomas, you know what I mean? Just shout-out to Thomas. Good guy. We watched a movie that's older than me, but not too older. Lord of the Flies. Directed by Harry Hook. Released 1990. Shit. But Harry Hook. I'm not gonna lie. I've never seen his movies he directed. But I've seen, obviously, Lord of the Flies. If you can remember, you should have read this book back in your heyday. Okay, should we jump in it? Yeah, let's jump into it. No parents, no teacher, no rules, no mercy. When their plane crashed, 25 schoolboys find themselves trapped on a tropic island miles away from civilization. Yeah. This is a dark movie. It goes into it. They don't Let's start off by this. When I first watched this movie back in the day, I'm like, damn. I thought it was not a plane crash, but I thought it was a boat accident. The only reason why I'd say that, because these motherfuckers had a boat ready to go. They knew what to do in the ocean. They grabbed, you know, the pilot, I believe. And it was kind of weird, because they were, like, all dressed up in military, or not military, but, like, ROCT or whatever that nerdy shit back in, you know, elementary, high school, middle school, you know, that kind of stuff. But you know me, I don't really know the names. All I know is that these two, they start working together. There's Piggy, that's the only one I remember, and there's Hunter Leader, and you know, the good. What'd you think? Good leader? I don't really know. In my opinion, like, they're kids. They don't really know what the F is going down. When they first get on this island, of course, they're hungry and whatever. So they kind of rest the first day. And then they work together. Piggy, the little fat kid, he has glasses. So he is, how do I say it? Like, he's able to start fire with his glasses, and I think one of the guys had a pocket knife. The main leader, Ralph. I believe his name is Ralph Randall. I think it's Ralph. He's kind of leading everybody, you know, leading the squad. And there's another guy named Jack. Ralph, Jack, Piggy. Yeah, that's like the three main guys. He's like, you know, the cool guy, the cool kid. And, you know, they're basically all working together, these boys. And Ralph was like, hey, okay, I need you to, I mean, the main story is, like, they're trying to get off this island. Or not even really. They're searching for food, you know, doing what kids you think are supposed to do. And not really knowing these kind of, like, tragic things. I say they do pretty good. In the movie, there's two deaths. I'm just going to kind of go off by the deaths right now. First of all, once these two groups separate, the reason why they kind of break up into two tribes, I guess, is because there's a group of kids who are supposed to watch the fire because of Piggy. He was able to make a fire because of the glasses. And of course, they're like, yeah, screw watching the fire. Let's break out. Let's go hunting. We're hungry. We want real food. So they end up hunting a pig and, you know, killing the pig. While they're killing the pig and they're on fire duty watching it, of course, a helicopter comes. And the other half of the group are like, hey, we're here. Yeah, so when that happens, they're like, they realize, they go look up, and they realize that the fire is put out, or not, you know, dead. They weren't, you know, doing their thing with the fire, so of course shit happens. So they end up breaking up two groups, one, the original group, and then the other group called Hunters, I believe. Hunters. And then, so shit just happens. When the Hunter group comes, they're like, they're doing their thing, you know what I mean? They're just, I feel like they're like the athletes, the cool kids, and the other group is like, the original group's like the nerds, I guess. You start noticing the nerds start, some of the nerd members start going to the other tribe just because they have food, they're doing their thing. They start being kind of like bullies to the other group. And, they find, like, they end up finding a cave, and they say there's a monster in it. The kids say there's a monster. In reality, I think it's just, I think it was the pilot, I think. Because the pilot, forgot to mention, they did, like, kind of bring the pilot in. The kind of pilot just kind of left them, his own thing or whatever. I thought I heard a noise. My bad, y'all. Okay, so, hold on one second. I gotta use the restroom. My bad. You know me, my unprofessionalness. Yeah, so, where was I at? Long story short, so the hunters find this cave, they say it's a monster, they fucking cut a head off, cut one of the pig's heads off, put it as like a tribute, like a little like, we're scary too, don't fuck with us. And the other original tribe, one of the members go inside and, try to explore the cave, you know what I mean? Oh yeah, and I think he ends up finding the pilot in there, but while he's off, this one boy's off, doing whatever, people from the hunters came up to the original group and was like, hey, come with us, we have food, I'll bring you food. And of course the two leaders, Jack and Ralph or whatever, started fighting. Like, you should have, but Ralph was like, you should have, watched the fire, we could have been off this island. And then Jack's like, fuck you, I got you food. They're arguing back and forth. And then, when the one original member from the group leaves the cave, he started running towards the boys. These motherfucking boys murk him because it's dark. So they're just having a luau eating some pig, and then they see a freaking glow stick running towards them. So they assume it's a monster. They take their sticks and they beat the fuck. They murk the fuck out of him. This movie is wicked, man. Like, it's savage. I really feel like they are killing animals. I don't know if it's true or not, but they did murk this boy. Whew. It's bad. And long story short, they like ended up taking like the whole, like, everybody knows that the hunters are eating good. They're eating fruit. They're doing their thing. Well, the original people are just eating bugs, or I don't know what the fuck they're eating, but they eat a lot. So just left with Piggy and the OG guy, the Ralph guy. And these guys were like, yeah, we need their fire. So they pretty much, it's sad. This movie is stupidly sad because they ended up like stealing the homeboy's glasses. And, later on that day, they try to get the glasses back, the original guy and him. And then the Jack, the leader of the hunters, and then the original guy, they start to fight. And then one of them, and then Piggy was like, no, we shouldn't be fighting, we should join together, yada, yada, yada. And then boom, one of the crew members fucking dropped a boulder on this dude's head, fucking killing him. So now there's two kids dead, dead. When I first watched the movie, I'm like, oh man, they're about to eat Piggy. They're dogging about his weight, they're about to eat this mofo. Which they don't. They end up, screw it, we're gonna have to kill this, we're killers now. So they end up trying to kill Ralph towards the end of the movie, and then while he's running, if you guys seen, it's all these island movies are kind of the same, but I don't know if they got it off this, but when they're trying to hunt Ralph, they're running on the beach, whoop-de-whoop, all of them with weapons chasing Ralph. Of course, he runs on the beach, and then guess what? The military's there. they got the boys. They're saving them. But of course, Ralph is crying because, like, he just witnessed multiple of his friends dying. And then everybody's crying, and that's the end of the movie. Ooh, there it is. My thoughts on it? Bruh. Favorite two characters are the twins. They don't even know if they even have names. There's these two boy twins that are just always speaking and always in sync. So I thought they were pretty cool. And, yeah, it's a pretty sad movie. It's, like I said, I seen this movie years ago, and I thought it was great. I don't really know what the budget is, but in the box office, it did make $12 million, which is dope. It was released in March 16th, 1990, and there was actually a re-release of it on... Oh, it's a streaming release. Okay. But yeah, so they made $12 million. I do want to see what the budget was. So let me just type it in. Budget. Writing with one hand. $9 million. So they doubled their money. You know what I mean? Got their money back. But let's look at the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Ooh, yikes. Reviews are not good. 57% on critics, 52 audience. Your boy actually, it's a nostalgic movie, you know what I mean? I honestly don't remember reading the book, but I'm pretty sure I did. Back in the day. I rated a 7.5. Or not 7.5, what am I saying? 3.5 stars. It's like, it just, it seems very realistic, you know what I mean? These adolescents go in just, you know, survival mode. They want to follow the oldest kid, and if the oldest kid is having, you know, providing them food and whatnot, they're gonna go through it. It's also sad too that, you know, two kids died, but it is what it is. I want to see the aftermath of it. Of like, are these, like, what's gonna happen to these boys? You know what I mean? But wow, it sounded really wrong. But yeah. Thanks for the listen, y'all. Now it's time to go to my stupid other rants that I gotta go on. Woo! Comic books! Comic books, y'all, man! Black Friday's coming soon. I have to go. You know I'm about to spend a grip on comics. But let me just tell you, this week, I did not spend a lot on comics. I got, you know, my new issues, and then I got this new series. A series that came in 2016 called Darkhawk. If you know who he is, I don't know who he is really. So I was like, okay, they're the full run. It's in a dollar bin. $6 for 6 issues. I'm about to read this. Then I'm going to probably let one of my coworkers read it, see what he thinks about it. Because, y'all don't know, but, me and one of my coworkers, like, I'll read some comics. I'll give him a series, and then he gives me some manga, which I'm not much of a fan of manga just because, like, it's not my cup of tea. But anyways, thanks for listening. I know spooky season's over, and we outie. Bye.